Fix my life.
Kenny, what do we do?
Fixing lives.
My life.
Kenny, a couple days ago, inflicted all sorts of lifetime psychological trauma to my two-year-old daughter.
Good, that's what we want.
All because of Halloween. So I had to get her out of the house, get her away from my wife. My wife needed a break. You ever sense that? You're like, I gotta help here. Gotta step in.
Yeah, when she cusses at me and says to take the kids somewhere. So I'm not even making a cheap joke. That's how it goes.
So I took young Izzy for a bunch of errands, and the Halloween stuff is inescapable. It's everywhere, which is awesome. She likes different costumes, a lot of princess stuff, a lot of Frozen stuff. She's all in on all of it. Well, a lot of the Halloween stuff is a bunch of princess and makeup and all sorts of costumes, stuff that she would absolutely love. The problem is, I made the mistake of taking her to the spirit store. And yes, they have the princess one aisle.
Is it in front?
You know what? That was. Should have just left.
What's before
that? But I got really excited to show her some other things.
Oh, my God.
And then what ensued was blood, guts, dismembered hands. She will not stop talking about the fingers. God. Two fingers. There was one skeleton that was disgusting. I mean, I was a little scared. I think I had nightmares.
Is it the one that pops out at you?
Well, that's the thing. You walk around, and they've got all of those. And, of course, they're not just 3 feet tall, 5 feet tall. They go up to the roof. They're like 15, 20 feet tall.
You're getting bigger.
And they are robots.
Yes.
And they talk to you. And I think they're using AI. And they're designed to just scare little kids is what I'm sure of. So
I love it.
Immediately she's home. Want to go home. Said it 100 times. Like, Izzy, they're not real. Of course, why would I think so? I'm so inexperienced. I'm so embarrassed for how dumb I am. So we leave. And I'm like, oh, I kind of reinforce fun, fake. That's fake.
No.
You're princess. Mm-mm. So then we go to another store just to go get some groceries. Front and center, skeleton with blood oozing down. This is the groceries. It's a store with mostly groceries. Now, if you think that's done, I'm like, all right, I've got to get.
How's your daughter?
She's two. So she's already been crying for the last 10 minutes. So I'm like, all right.
I know you did Taco Bell for one. Did you do seance for the second birthday?
I'm a little worried. So one last stop. Running errands. I'm like, well, where am I safe? I need to get some supplies for home for some stuff. We're going to be repainting and filling in holes. I'll get some spackle.
You went to the big box store?
So I went to the big box store. Well, that was even worse than the prior two. Do you know what they have out in front?
What?
At those stores? They have the 50-foot skeletons with the blood and the guts.
Yeah.
And the dismembered bodies, and they talk to you. There's no escaping this. They are at every store now.
That's good.
I could have gone to Bath and Body Works. There would have been a horrific show.
So she lives in a hellscape.
Would have smelled great, though.
So what, you saying you shouldn't take her to Spirit Halloween? I don't think you should take her to Spirit Halloween.
It's not only that. You can take her anywhere.
Where can I take her? Everywhere has their Halloween stuff.
Yeah, well, okay. First off, I mean, Home Depot and things like that, like some of it you can't. Like, Home Depot stuff is not that scary.
Kenny, that
Spirit
stuff
Halloween
used to be tucked away.
To
Wait a second. That stuff used to be tucked away. It no longer is because it sold so well.
Because it's $400 and people like me buy it.
Getting bought.
Yes, I understand that.
I look at my neighborhood. I'm like, where do you guys store this stuff the rest of the year? I look at your garages. It's not big enough.
Oh,
where the hell?
I put Jack Skellington back in a box and then he's underneath the stairs. The people under the stairs.
That's even
he is
scarier.
Under the stairs. Yes, he's under the stairs, locked away in a closet. And I'm not allowed to bring him out till October 1st, which will probably be at FML coming up next week at some point, because I'm very upset about that. However, you got to take Izzy out. I don't know how she's just going to not see it. You can't just shield her eyes for the next month and a half.
And like the month prior, because of some of the shows that come up on YouTube.
Oh, you got to see this thing from Spirit.
There has been a ton of ghosts, no ghosts, ghosts, no ghosts. And we're like, no, friendly ghosts.
No,
the ghosts
they're
are
not.
Friendly.
They're not. They're
Casper's poltergeist. Friendly. But then you put on Casper and it's him battling mean ghosts. So she has got it in her head that everything's a ghost. And now, furthermore,
go the whole way.
She won't stop talking about that mangled hand. She won't. Two fingers.
Adam's family has thing. That'll make her laugh. Thing's a nice hand.
I think she'll be terrorized by that.
There's Thing, there's Cousin It. Look at the thing I just sent you guys. There's a 6-foot Wanda Webworth animatronic that pops out at you.
Oh,
it's just a giant 6-foot skeleton. It was this thing at the Spirit Halloween you went to?
Hold on, let me pull
or a
it
giant
up.
6-foot spider.
Oh my god, thank god, no.
This thing is
thank
awesome.
God I did not see this.
This thing is awesome. Oh my god. Your poor daughter.
And because obviously these things are way more, I say realistic. None of it's realistic, but it has more properties of being mm-hmm. realistic than any of the stuff they could have come up with, you know, 10 years
like
ago.
Like you realize that 2-year-olds still, they see a toy car and your car that you drive as the same thing.
Same thing. You're right.
They're the same thing.
Yeah. Yeah, the kitchen set downstairs. Anyways, it's just real.
Today is Friday the 13th of all things. There is a 6-foot Night Terror animatronic. This is only $99. This is nice. Now I kind of want you to buy these things, even though you're definitely not allowed to buy them. I don't know what to tell you, man. I wish I could help you out on this and tell you not to take your places, but they're all selling things because
they buy them.
Because everybody's buying them. You can go to Michael's or Hobby Lobby, and it's going to have that stuff. That's like the nicest, friendliest, crafty place, and it's going to have stuff.
Reaction on X brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store, from Sean. Says, hell tone, while you're at it, take her to Hot Topic or Spencer's. Probably want to top it off with a nice evening meal at Lido Lounge.
It's a matter of Hot Topic. It's a matter with Spencer's. Spencer's is fun. James in Cleveland, hello.
Hello.
Hi.
What's going on?
Nothing much.
Hey,
go ahead.
Can go back to Home Depot. They got Christmas stuff out.
Well, that'll be fun for her. I mean, that's nice. James, thank you for the call.
Unless somehow she sees a Halloween exhibit with Santa Claus being scary.
You've
ruined Christmas. Mm-hmm.
My thing is to try to desensitize and drive the whole way through. I'm like, no, you can't do that because, like Jonah, I tried to make him. He wouldn't go trick or treating. He has not gone trick or treating. He's terrified.
I'm worried, Ken, that I ruined that.
We have this big gathering of people, so his parents are dressed up in different things. All the people that are familiar to him are dressed up in different things. Jonah's horrified. He's horrified. He will not go trick-or-treating with us. He says this year he's going to go trick-or-treating. I'm like, all right, fat chance. We'll see. It can be traumatizing for a long... Not traumatizing. It can be scary for a long time. So I'm like, put on The Exorcist. That's not going to fix her wagon. She's just going to be afraid. That's all there is to it. Sorry. I wish I could help you. I can't.
It's just so stupid that I'm thinking about it from my point of view, not a 2-year-old's point of view. And it's been a long time since I've been 2 years old. So I had no idea. And I didn't ask my wife. And of course, before Izzy went to bed the other night, she kept mentioning ghosts. She kept mentioning the hand. And we thought she was going to be up all night. Thank God she got through the night. But I mean, you just know this is going to come back to haunt me continuously.
Show her Children of the Corn. Maybe she'll own it by then.